every day, Mass is celebrated at St. Dominic's Chapel at the Chancery Offices of the Archdiocese of Atlanta. The following is a recording of today's readings and homily from a previous year.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. There broke out severe persecution of the church in Jerusalem, and all were scattered throughout the countryside of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Devout men buried Stephen and made a loud lament over him. Saul, meanwhile, was trying to destroy the church, entering house after house, dragging out men and women. He handed them over for imprisonment. Now those who had been scattered went about preaching the word. Thus Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed the Christ to them. With one accord, the crowds paid attention to what was said by Philip. When they heard it and saw the signs he was doing. For the unclean spirits, crying out in a loud voice, came out of many possessed people, and many paralyzed and crippled were cured. There was great joy in that city. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Responsorial Psalm. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy.
Let all the earth cry out to God with joy.
Shout joyfully to God, all the earth. Sing praise to the glory of his name. Proclaim his glorious praise. Say to God, how tremendous are your deeds. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Let all the earth worship and sing praise to you. Sing praise to your name. Come and see the works of God, his tremendous deeds among the children of Adam.
Let all the earth cry out to God with joy.
He has changed the sea into dry land. Through the river they passed on foot. Therefore, let us rejoice in him. He rules by his might forever. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Everyone who believes in the Son has eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day, says the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the crowds, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. But I've told you that although you have seen me, you do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me. And I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We hear the phrase at times, to err is human and to forgive is divine. We spend a lot of talk about humanity. We don't talk a lot about divinity, so there is a teaching in our Catholic faith about what we call divinization, which is right now we are being divinized by God. We are made into being made more fully into sharing in the divine life. So if you can imagine people sharing in the family, life in a family, now we're sharing in the life of God. And this is very important for us. It was important for the early church to think that when Jesus rose from the dead, that he just didn't say, like, you know, I'll come alive and then go out and just, you know, try to get it right and, you know, maybe you'll get a reward in heaven. There's something about sharing with the early church, the apostles, his power, his life, grace, you know, full of grace this season. And we hear about that when we read from the Acts of the Apostles, this power at work in the church, to the point that eventually Saint Saul, who's putting people in jail and so forth, will be an instrument of God. He'll become divinized and so forth. And we see that the apostles didn't leave Jerusalem during the persecution, even though many did and scattered, but they continued to proclaim their faith. Today's gospel, we hear this: I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. So I'm just thinking, well, if I believe that literally, then I shouldn't have lunch today because I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't be hunger for something. But when we think about divinization, Jesus is saying that, you know, that the food that I will give you is my very self, that you're going to be transformed by receiving me in the Eucharist. And so this is something about a sharing that's not simply coming to the altar to read something, you know, or some token or some symbol. This is about actually a communion of persons in Holy Communion. So like when we say that we receive Holy Communion, we don't receive, when I say the body of Christ, I mean, we might refer to the human aspect of that, or the blood of Christ, or the sense of the sacrifice of the person who is human and divine. But we say that when we receive Holy Communion, we receive his body, blood, soul, and divinity. And so if you have two people share things together, they share what they have. Jesus, who is God, is sharing with us everything that is of God. And that's why we can never hunger and never thirst. It's kind of mentioned in some of the scriptures when it says things like, his divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence, by which he has granted to us his precious and very great promises. And through these you may escape from the corruption that is in the world because of passion and become partakers of the divine nature. Partakers of the divine nature. And now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all, with unveiled face, behold the glory of the Lord, are being changed into his likeness from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. The purpose, I think, in this divinization, if we can use it as a catechetical tool, we can say that I come to Mass so I can do things in a divine way. You know, I receive Holy Communion so I can become like Jesus in my environments. To say that, you know, we don't need the Eucharist is like saying that it's just a ritual that we do every Sunday or every day, and we just, there's nothing comes out of it. It's just like kind of a symbol that's impotent, you know, it doesn't have any power in it. But today we have to kind of recapture that in the Eucharist and say that the Eucharist is where we will never hunger, never thirst, because why would we do that if we have everything we want in God who is giving himself to us?